This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also inspected the new building and took note of its features. Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal was also present during the occasion. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. Mr. Modi will also address a public program later in the evening. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament today were disrupted by the opposition parties over the issue of special intensive revision conducted in Bihar and other issues, leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 2 p.m., after the second adjournment, opposition parties trooped into the well, raising slogans and demanding discussion on the SIR issue. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the continuous protest by the opposition MPs, saying that the government is ready for discussion on every issue as per the constitutional and parliamentary procedures and rules. The minister said SIR is under sub judice in the Supreme Court and it cannot be discussed in the House. He said discussing the SIR issue in the parliament would mean breaking the rules and conventions. Amidst the noisy scene, the House passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 with amendments moved by Port, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal. As the ruckus continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the House assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., the opposition parties created ruckus in the House over the issue of special intensive revision and other issues. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented a statement of estimated receipts and expenditure of the state of Manipur for the year 2025-26. Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised the issue of point of order, saying that rules should be equal for everyone. Countering him, Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said that those who disrupt the House have no right to raise the point of order. Later, the House passed the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2025. Amid din, the Chair adjourned the House for the day. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on a war footing in the Dharali region of Uttarkashi district in Uttarakhand, following a devastating flood caused by a cloudburst over the Khir Ganga River yesterday. The Army, NDRF, SDRF, District Administration and other teams are continuously engaged in rescue efforts. The administration has ensured proper arrangements for food, water, medicines and shelter at relief camps to provide immediate aid to those affected. Road connectivity has been disrupted in the Bhatwari area due to damaged roads and efforts to clear landslides on the Uttarkashi-Harsil route are ongoing at a rapid pace. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas today and carried out a detailed review of the relief and rescue operations at the disaster control room in Uttarkashi.
बचाव और राहत के काम में आईटीबीपी लगी है, एनडीआरएफ, एसडीआरएफ और स्थानीय लोग, सभी लोग बचाव के काम में लगे हैं। कल लगभग 130 लोगों को रात को रेस्क्यू किया गया है और अभी लगातार खोजबीन जारी है। काफी ज्यादा मौसम खराब होने के कारण से अनेक स्थानों पर मार्गों का संपर्क है वो कट गया है और कुछ पुल भी जो है क्षतिग्रस्त हो गए हैं, उसके कारण से वहां पर पहुंचना भी मुश्किल हो रहा है, लेकिन उसके बावजूद भी सभी एजेंसियां, सभी लोग रेस्क्यू के काम में लगे हैं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Chief Minister Dhami over the phone to get an update on the relief efforts and assured all possible assistance from the central government. NDRF Deputy Inspector General Mohsin Shahidi reported that around 150 people have been relocated to safer areas. The Monetary Policy Committee MPC of the Reserve Bank of India today kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.5%, maintaining a neutral stance. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate will be at 5.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 5.75%. The RBI retained its financial year 2025-26 GDP growth forecast at 6.5%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.